Because
every miserable wretch whose stack has been burnt is unwilling that anyone's candle should be lighted. Hark, bring to hand some degree of perfection in order that you too may not be aggrieved by the perfection of others.
As simple as this. These two verses are the key here. We say, listen, a miserable fellow likes the other people to be miserable, doesn't like the other people to feel good. So you should have some improvement here, some of that kamal. Have that improvement, therefore you will not be sad about the improvement of the other people. Because everybody is changing here, isn't it? So, a handful of these, everybody changing, are doing really good. Should you be happy or sad? This is what it is. Your share we are talking about. Be good, try to improve, therefore you love the improvement and you love the others to improve. You will not be that stupid jealous that from something good, it feels bad. Something bad happens to someone, it feels good. This is silly, isn't it? This is a fellow who is not attracted to communicate. It's always us and them and that stuff. Yes.
Beg of God the removal of this envy, this jealousy, that God may deliver you from the body and bestow on you an inward occupation.
I don't know, what was that body about? What is body? Because here Rumi will not say body. We call this body, when somebody is dead, cadaver. Here it says cadaver, the word is jasad, is cadaver. Means, hey, pray to the God from that jealousy, so God will save you from this cadaver. Because if you're not a human, good human being, this is a cadaver. Yes.
And bestow on you an inward occupation, mm-hmm, from which you will not become disengaged outwards. God gives to a drop of wine such potency that one intoxicated with it escapes from the two worlds. He has endowed hashish with the property of that. For a time, it delivers him who eats of it from self-consciousness. God makes sleep to be in such a manner that it erases all thoughts of the two worlds. He made Majnun through love for a dog's skin to be such that he would not know an enemy from a friend. He has 100,000 wines of this sort, which he sets in authority over your intellectual perceptions.
Hold the line. What is this? He said, listen, look at this. First, wine. It's fantastic, wine. Because it will help me to get rid of me for a moment. When I'm drunk, I'm not me, I'm not thinking about me, I go crazy. Let's look at the hashish, or grass, or pot, or marijuana, all of this. What are these psychedelic stuff for? Just to give you a break from yourself, from this. Because this is my problem from the moment I wake up to the moment I sleep. This is my problem. It's permanently talking. I want it to be quiet, to sit down and enjoy the scenery. It doesn't let me. But if I smoke hash, I drink wine, I get rid of this, then I could enjoy that. This is the reality. So we told you, the problem is, when you started your life, you found this handmaiden, and you put it at the position of the king. Now we are trying to convince you to bring that king down to be the queen, because it's really a lady, should be the queen. The king is who? Solomon. That one who does nothing, who talks with the little animals the same to the elephant, who is surrendered, and blah blah, we'll come back to it. Now we're talking about your fellowship, and says you should pray to get rid of this. Yes?
For the carnal soul, there are the wines of damnation, which carry that ill-starred one out of the right way. For the intellect, there are the wines of felicity, so that it gains the abode whence is no departure. Mm-hmm. Through its intoxication, it uproots the tent of the sky and takes the way onward from that earthly direction. Listen, do not be deceived, O heart, by every intoxication. Jesus is intoxicated with God. The ass is intoxicated with barley.
When I say being drunk is lovely, I don't mean that the ass will have a lot of this food and will get drunk. I'm talking about the spiritual drunkenness, the state of mind that you could get rid of this ego, me. Yes?
Seek wine like this from these jars. The intoxication by it is not to be obtained from the bobtailed. Mm. For every object of love is like a full jar, one full of dregs and another pure as pearls.
Yeah, this is what it is. You love everything. You look at everything as a beloved, and they look good, but some of them are fantastic, some of them are bad. There is no equality here. Remember, everybody is just like that, and nobody is like him. Do you know that? I'm showing you. The line on my finger is just mine. Period. No human being ever had the lines like this on the finger, and nobody will have. This is how it goes at the same time. So, we are looking about similarities, differences, and how they complete each other. Yes?
O connoisseur of wine, beware. Taste with precaution, that you mayest find a wine free from alteration. Yeah. Both will intoxicate thee, but this blessed intoxication, drawing you along, will lead you to the Lord of the judgment, so that you will be delivered from thought and anxiety and expedience, while this intellect moves unshackled at the camel's ambling pace. Since the prophets are homogeneous with spirit and angel, they drew angels from heaven. When is the congener and friend of fire? For the tendency of both is upward. When you stop the mouth of an empty pot and put it in a tank of in a tank or river, it will not sink till the resurrection, for its heart is void and there is nothing but wind and air in it.
This is magic in the Rumi's time. If you have a pot and you close the top of it and you put it under water, it will never sink, because inside is the air. So it's always lighter than the water. Right? What is this for? Here he's talking about similarities and the qualities of existence. And all of that. He came to wind and the fire. there are four elements, wind and the fire, they are both, they have the tendency to go up, so they are friend with each other, so they help each other. Yes?
Since the desire of the wind in it is to move upwards, it draws upward also the vessel containing it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the spirits that are homogeneous with the prophets are moving gradually like shadows toward them, because its intelligence is predominant, and beyond doubt, the intelligence is homogeneous in nature with the angel. While in the enemy, the carnal soul's concupiscence is predominant, the carnal soul is homogeneous with the lowest of the low and goes to it.
Yeah, a little bit complicated, but you understand what he's talking about, that this is what it is. There are people who have that soul which is attracted towards the prophets, and there are the people who are attracted by Satan. Both attractions are here. Both are yours. Yes?
The Egyptian was a congener of the reprobate Pharaoh. The Israelite was a congener of Moses, the Kalim.
Yeah.
Haman was more congenial to the Pharaoh. He chose him out and brought him to the high seat in the palace. Inevitably, he dragged him from the high seat to the lowest depth, for those two unclean ones are homogeneous with hell.
Exactly, with the same reason that Pharaoh is choosing Haman, Haman is choosing Pharaoh. Both are the same Pharaoh. So he will pull Haman up to be my vice, and he is pulling Pharaoh both to the hell, down there. Yes.
Both, like hell, are burning and contrary to light.
Mm-hmm.
Both, like hell, are exceedingly adverse to the light of the heart. For hell says, O true believer, pass by quickly, since your light has taken away the fire. Pass, O true believer, for your light, when it sweeps by, quenches my fire. The man destined for hell also is recoiling from the light, because he has the nature of hell, O worshipful one.
You see how this attraction works? It says, okay. This is a funny story about there. After 100,000 years, when you come up and you all stand up and you will be chosen, and blah, 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 all of that, right? Everybody has to go through a bridge. This bridge, for the good people, is so wide that they could drive 7 Cadillacs at the same time on top of it. And for the bad people, it's like a piece of hair. They have to walk upon it, okay? And everybody should go there. And down there is the paradise. This is the bridge that you could go to heaven, right? Then, what is the role of Satan and hell down there? Flames to try to burn you. But if you're a good fellow, they will beg you to please pass quickly, because my fire is dying. The fire of hell will die out by the presence of one good fellow. Should I exaggerate more? These are the exaggerations of that. Listen, this is what it is. So if you are a good fellow, don't worry about the fire of the hell, because the fire of the hell is running away from you. But if you're bad, that fire is attracting you. This is what it is. The attraction you receive from the existence depends on who you are. Every fellow, every existence, every animal, every creature in this universe has